Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful that you tuned in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our intention to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time we say something on the program that you don't agree with, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to consider and spend time studying on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. And also tonight at 7 o'clock, the Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431, we'll have a Bible study period. We will be studying from a series of studies that we'll be doing on answering the religious error of our family, friends, and neighbors. Tonight our study is concerning the statement that we so often hear people make, and that is that salvation is by grace alone. We want to look at that and see if indeed that's what the Bible teaches, or if it is one of those many errors that's taught as truth in the religious world. So we urge you to come and to be with us, bring your Bible. If for absolutely you cannot come to these services, this Bible study at 7 o'clock, then if you log on to the East Abbotville Church of Christ website, that's at www.eastabbotville.org, at 7 o'clock, you can click on the live feed and go to the Bible studies that we'll be having. You can also click on that live feed and be given an outline of the very studies that we're going to be doing this evening. If you're on YouTube, you can go to the church's YouTube channel. If you're on Facebook, you can also find us on Facebook. So certainly keep these things in mind and join us either live and in person or by the internet through either your computer, phone, or tablet. Question is, why was Jesus born? You know, men have peculiar attitudes in respect to the birth of Jesus. There are those who are religious leaders that deny the virgin birth of Christ. They are those that ignore salvation from sin. They ignore the promise of heaven that Jesus provides. You recall that when Jesus was asked by Pilate if he were a king, Jesus replied and made statement in John 18 and verse 37, "To this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." What this verse does is it gives us three reasons for the birth of Christ. First of all, his coming manifests his deity. Jesus said, "I came." You see, his birth was the means by which he came into the world. And that statement implies that he existed before he came. There are several verses that makes this easy to understand. John, for instance, began the Gospel of John by telling us three things about Jesus. Let's read them in John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." So what we see in these verses is that Christ, the Word, was in the beginning. That Christ was with God. And the third thing is Christ was God. And John further says, if we drop on down and read verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So before he came, he existed, and he existed in the form of God, and he was equal with God. This we read when we turn to Philippians chapter 2. It's in verse 6. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. And then when we look at verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So we see then that later, when Jesus prayed for his disciples in the garden, in John 17, verse 5, he said, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. So see, before there ever was a world, Jesus existed. In fact, John tells us, if you remember back there in John 1, we read verse 3, which said, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Also, there's a statement by inspiration that Paul made in Colossians 1. Beginning with verse 16, it says, by him, that is, by Christ, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. See, he is before all things. So see, when Christ came into the world, he just didn't materialize out of thin air. In fact, in Galatians 4 and verse 4, it says that when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. And the great prophets of the Old Testament, they predicted even the very time. Isaiah spoke of it in Isaiah 2 and verse 2, that it would be the latter days. And Daniel prophesied in Daniel chapter 2 and verses 36 to 45, when he's given the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's image, he said that Jesus would arrive at the time of the fourth world kingdom. And that we see is true of when Jesus was born. He was born during the days of the Roman Empire. And his birth was of a woman. He was not begotten by a man. And that was predicted by Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And see, that compares exactly with what the angel tells Mary in Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. He said that all of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So this was the angel speaking to Joseph of how he needed to go ahead and take unto him Mary, his wife. So in all of this, there are still those who deny the virgin birth. But the fact that the scriptures, as we saw in Isaiah 7, verse 14, hundreds of years before Christ was ever born, shows us that this idea of denying the birth of Christ is certainly to deny the inspired Word of God. He came to bear witness. We see this in John 18, verse 37. We know in John 1, verse 17, that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who John said in John 1 and verse 14, was full of grace and truth. And all of that stands in contrast to what we read in John chapter 8 and beginning in verse 45 concerning the devil. In those verses, here's what we read. He says, "Because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God." And that was right after Jesus said in verse 44 that you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But Jesus says, "I tell you the truth." But see, the sad thing is, as it was in his day, seemingly as it is in our day, people would rather believe a lie as they would to believe the truth. So, he said his word was the truth. And in John 8 and verse 32, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." In bearing witness to the truth, Jesus showed man his true state. Matthew 1 and verse 21, he came to save his people from their sins. And he preached the gospel of repentance, as Matthew 4 verse 17 says. Jesus made the statement in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And it was after his resurrection that he said in Luke 24 and verse 47 that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations. And Paul showed that all men, both Jew and Gentile alike, were all under sin in Romans 3 and verse 9. And we find in Romans 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Romans 6 and verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death." But you see, in spite of man's sin, Jesus revealed God's matchless love for sinners. John 3:16, who of us doesn't know that verse? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Romans 5 verse 8, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He is man's only way of escape from sin. John 14 verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And everyone that is of the truth will hear his words. Jesus said that in John 18 and verse 37. And that's including the conditions upon which he promises to save. And that he said in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Hebrews 5 verse 9, "Christ is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." And those that are of the truth, they hear and obey, and in so doing, as Peter said in 1 Peter 1, verses 22 and 23, they purify those souls in obeying the truth. But those that refuse to hear him, as well as those that refuse to repent, will perish. They will die in those sins. And that's what we see in Luke 13 and verse 3. Those that reject his words will be judged by his words in the last day. John 12, verse 49. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.